Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. The Pelicans last night had a strong, strong lead. The lead disappeared. They're playing the Memphis Grizzlies. I knew it was coming. As soon as the game went into overtime, I'm sorry, I knew it was going to happen because it's tradition. I mean, I'm not making this up to be mean or ugly or negative. I'm going by what I see. The Pelicans lost in overtime. Again, the Pelicans are not making free throws in overtime. I mean, are they choking? I mean, you're paid to make free throws. You can't make every one because you're human. But you can't make free throws? It's a free throw. Nobody's in your way. This is what you're paid to do. And there are too many missed. And the other team, at the very same time that the Pelicans are missing free throws, the other team is making free throws. We'll talk a little bit more about this later this afternoon. Zion out again. And I just don't seem to think that there is a real rush to get a new coach. If I'm missing something, please call or text. But I just don't sense that there is an aggressive campaign to find a new coach, and it's not like money's an object. So I'm curious about that. We're going to talk about that a little bit later. Also, it was on this day in 2018 that a Cleveland radio station became the first to ban the song, the traditional Christmas song, Baby It's Cold Outside, saying that it was essentially a date rape song. Because the song is done with a man and a woman, and the man is trying to convince the woman to spend the night. They're having drinks. It's cold outside. You don't want to drive home. You want to stay here. So in his effort to try to get her to stay, some people perceive this as a date rape song. Well, we're going to talk about this in the next hour. But it's the holiday season, and you know, there are people who are calculating what they can afford to spend on gifts. And during this holiday season, many people are dealing with the reality of inflation. Yet the gift buying and inflation on the minds of many did not stop people from donating yesterday. And I just want to talk about, just briefly, the annual Light Up the Season Radiothon at Manning Families Children's. Yesterday, it was an overwhelming success because of all of you. Thank you. And while there's no competition between shows, I am so proud of our audience because every year our audience comes through. And last year we had done incredible numbers. And this year, every hour, we blew out those numbers. And it's because of you. I mean, I love the fact that you and I don't agree on everything. But boy, when it comes to things that matter, you and I do agree. And there are financial realities that a lot of people are facing, especially this time of year. But yesterday, people came forward and gave money, and it was just a great effort. Even Sports Talk was part of it this year. Most impressive is that Manning Family Children's never turns away a child in need of medical care, even if the family can't afford to pay for the care. And the donations that you send in help cover the cost of caring for children from families that can't afford to pay for it. I mean, it's easy to conjure up the feelings that any parent would feel if their child needed crucial medical care and they couldn't afford it. But no child is turned away at Manning Family Children's Hospital. It's amazing. And I love that so many of you gave what you could. You know, during the broadcast, I talked to all of you, and I said, if you don't have a relationship with the hospital, then that's good. If you don't have a relationship with Manning Family Children's, then you should be one of the ones who's giving, because that means you have healthy children. But I also pointed out that parents with children at the hospital never thought that they would need that hospital. You never know if, God forbid, any of your children or grandchildren are going to need that hospital. And it's there. And the donations that you gave yesterday help out. So thank you. And while doing the Radiothon broadcast, I saw Philip Wang, the bass player for the Molly Ringwalds. His son was in a wheelchair. He was with his wife, Nicole. And they were there. I had them on the air briefly. They were there because their son just had back surgery. And the randomness of seeing them there was a reminder that anyone can need Manning Family Children's at any time. And your donations help make that a better place. And you could be investing in a place that, again, God forbid, you or somebody in your family might need that place. During the Radiothon, there were donations of all sizes. Many were for $500 and $200 and $100, but even the donations for much less were appreciated. But there were two donations that really reflected the innate generosity of our audience. One donation was for the sum of $12.63. And that came from a regular listener of ours, James on the North Shore. Ian was there, and he wondered, why $12.63? So he openly asked that on the air. James from the North Shore texted us and said that was the amount he had left in his bank account, $12.63. James gave everything he had in his bank account. And to give that much relative to what you have was just extraordinary. It wasn't the amount. It was that he gave everything he had in his bank account. For the third year in a row, another loyal listener showed up at Manning Family Children's to make another mind-blowing donation. He's a loyal listener. He's been there the last 3 years. He doesn't want his name. He doesn't want his company name mentioned on the air. He wanted to make the donation completely anonymous. So we honored his request. You know, we know him. We saw him. We hugged him. We thanked him. We met him. But he didn't want anything for his donation. And so many people want something in return. But I think that says a lot about someone who was willing to give a large amount of money and not want his name or business associated with the donation. That is the true spirit of giving. In the closing 2 minutes of our show, our part of the Radiothon yesterday, we announced that this listener, who only wants to be known as a loyal listener from down the road, gave us a check for $20,000. It just causes you to have chills. $20,000. Amazing. So thanks to all of the WWL listeners who gave to Manning Family Children's yesterday during our Radiothon broadcast. And special thanks to James, who gave everything he had in his bank account. And to the loyal listener down the road who wanted no publicity for his $20,000 donation. And the Light Up the Season Radiothon was presented by the Ray and Jessica Brandt Family Foundation and Kia of Covington, sponsored the gong. And every time we hit that gong for a donation of $500 or more, you know, it was great to hear that sound. And there were many of those. And thanks to one of our clients, one of my clients, Roger, from Perfume Headquarters at Logo Express, for the 2 o'clock hour, he matched every donation up to $1,000. When you constantly hear about bad people in the news, and when you encounter bad people in everyday life, remember that there are more good people than bad people in this world. And we saw yesterday firsthand from all of the donors during our Radiothon, we saw how many good people there are. So to those of you who gave, thank you. All right, I'm Scoot. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk in text line is 504-260-1870. So ICE is in town. You have heard in our news, and maybe you have seen video of it. If you haven't seen it yet, you will see it. Big disruption, protesters going into City Hall, ultimately had to be removed, making a lot of noise, protesting the presence of ICE in our city. Originally to be named Swamp Sweep, the ICE effort has been retitled Catahoula Crunch, which, as Ian pointed out, sounds like a cereal. I thought they were trying to round up all the Catahoula hounds in Louisiana, but the Catahoula Crunch is what they're calling it. And this is part of this live reality show that is the White House. We're living in a situation where the White House is orchestrating a live reality show every day. The ICE officers do not have to wear what they're wearing to cover up their faces, but they do because they look more intimidating. They look scarier. They look more frightening. I realize, and I'm going to say this as best I can, I realize that you should not be in this country illegally. If you're in this country illegally, you got to try to change that. And I don't care how you got here, you got to work on becoming a citizen. You got to work on being here legally. The problem is that even if you're here legally, you could still be caught up in an ICE raid in the Catahoula Crunch in Louisiana. You could get caught up in that. And, you know, you're going to go through a lot of BS before it's determined that you're, you know, not one of the ones that they're looking for. As Ian pointed out, he was looking at statistics, and 3 out of 4 people who are taken into custody have no criminal records at all. So ICE is telling you that they're going after illegal people with criminal records, but in reality, they're just going after anybody they can find that is or might be illegal. And that's what's happening. Again, if you happen to see an ICE raid, a Catahoula Crunch raid going on at the time that we're on the air, call our show and tell us what you're seeing. I remind you that there is no 25-foot buffer zone. There was talk about that, and we covered that on the show, but it did not pass. So while there's no 25-foot buffer zone, do not in any way interfere with the Catahoula Crunch operation, because you're going to get in trouble. I mean, don't do that. You can get close enough to do video or take pictures. You do not have to get so close that you're interfering in the operation. And even if you are an activist and you hate what's going on, do not interfere in the operation. So if you're here illegally and you're committing crimes, you need to be out of here. If you're here illegally, you need to work on becoming legal. The main problem I've had, as I've said, is the way they're doing it, not what they're doing. If you've got a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. And Clayton is in Ponchatoula. Clayton, good afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing, bud?
I'm good.
I agree with some of what you say. And what I don't agree on is, you know, every year I have to pay taxes. I pay my workman's comp. And the problem I have with the people that are illegals, they don't have to pay those taxes.
Yeah.
You know, and every year my taxes go up. My workman's comp goes up. Even though I don't have no accidents on my job sites, they go up every year. You know, the roads are terrible. It starts with all the politicians, not just the president. It's all the politicians. They're all crooked. They all line their pockets.
Yeah.
And you know, and look, hey, we all illegal immigrants, but there is a right way to come here.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that, Clayton.
And I think if they maybe would speed the process up in a different way, hey, If you're a good citizen, you have no troubles in your where you're from, and you have a family, and you have money, and you're willing to come here to help, and it could, you know, and be part of our society. Yes, there should be a faster way, but the ones that are out there, that don't pay taxes, that don't speak English, you know. And I tell you what happened to me. I'm a construction guy, and I don't do sheetrock work. Well, I had hired a Mexican sent guy, thought he was a good guy, gave him some money. He did a little work, and he asked for a little more money. I gave him a little more money. Well, it was the end of the job. He had a couple of things to finish up, about a day's work. He says, well, can I get the rest of the money? I said, sure, you've been here the whole time. You know that whole, he won't even pick up the phone to finish my kitchen.
Well, there are dishonest people everywhere. I'm sorry that happened to you, but you hired him to do the work. Did you know he was illegal when you hired him?
No, I didn't know. As a matter of fact, I asked him. I said, "Are you illegal?" He said, "Oh no, I have citizenship."
Yeah. I understand.
And then come to find out, after he didn't answer his phone, I went to the other contractor that knew him and told him, and he's like, "Oh no, he's illegal."
Yeah. Well, look, Clayton, let me ask you this: do you feel the same resentment toward the very wealthy people in America who have so many loopholes, they also don't pay taxes?
Oh, most definitely. Okay. Yeah. Most definitely. Because the taxes, me wholeheartedly, I believe they need to do away with taxes, period. If you do a 10% tax, if you go 5% to your state and 5% to your federal government, You wouldn't have to worry about anything else paying taxes again.
You're talking about a flat tax. I agree with that. I agree with the flat tax because somebody who pays taxes on $1 million is going to be paying more than somebody who makes $50,000 a year. So they are paying more.
That's right.
So I agree with that. But you do know, Clayton, that there are a lot of people here who are technically illegal, and they are paying taxes. There are people who are technically illegal who have been in our military.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, there are people.
And sometimes, Scoot, I'm going to be honest with you, I don't always agree with you, but hey, that's part of America.
Yeah,
that's
agree.
That's why we are. We can disagree with each other.
Well, I'm talking to you, right?
Right, and when we disagree, we have a conversation, and we can both look at it, both sides of the story. But the problem is they try to divide us. And that's what's happening.
We allow it to happen. They try to divide us, and we allow it to divide us. I like your attitude. I like your attitude that we have differing opinions on things. But I mean, that's America. That was what it was like when this country was founded. So Clayton, look, I understand what you're saying. I get your grievance. I understand your frustration. I feel the same way. So I appreciate the call from Ponchatoula, and thanks for listening. All right, if you have a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. You see, that's the way disagreement can happen, without it getting ugly or hateful. I mean, I understand what Clayton is talking about, but there are illegal people who are here. They are paying taxes. So it's not always like one side is trying to rile you up about the immigrants in the same way that side tried to rile America up about black Americans years ago. It was something to fear. And, in order to be a leader, a successful leader, you have to have an enemy. And so they're creating this enemy. And the illegal immigrants, I believe, I think that this is being made to be a much bigger problem than it is. It is a big problem, but I believe it's not the threat overall that it is being perceived to be. But again, that's my opinion. All right. On this day in 1965, the Byrds had the number one song in America. And I was listening to this on my little transistor radio. I was also listening to this at a party and slow dancing with a girl, and this was the first song I French kissed to. Yep. I remember that moment. It was scary. The idea that I'm going to do that, I'd never done that before. And I was dancing with this girl. I've mentioned her name on the air before. I'm just going to mention her first name, Barbara. And she was really beautiful. And I will always remember that song. And I'm sure there are certain songs that remind you of certain moments in your life, if you know what I mean. But yeah, I'll always remember that about this song. I'm Scoot, and we're coming right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On WWL. Hey, it is a wet Thursday afternoon. Might be wet for the next couple of days, but that's okay. We've been in a drought, and also the rain might mean crawfish are coming for Christmas. That's cool. I'm Scoot. Time to take a look at Scoot's news briefs. One of the last remaining mysteries connected to the January 6th attack on the Capitol made a big leap forward today.
This mystery, this five-year-long episode trying to find the person who put those pipe bombs on Capitol Hill January 5th, 2021, has given rise to some very pernicious, metastasizing conspiracy theories that have upended some people's lives and have raised questions about what happened in connection with the January 6th Capitol riot. We know it's a man from Virginia arrested just after 8 a.m. Eastern Time in the Washington, D.C. suburbs of Virginia by the FBI's Washington field office. We expect this man to make a court appearance as early as early this afternoon at the Washington, D.C. federal courthouse. And at that point, we find out not just the who, but perhaps of great importance, the why.
The man's name is Brian Cole, and yeah, he's set to make an appearance at some point. Maybe he's already made it. But, you know, talking about those conspiracy theories, there were people on the right who were desperate to make this seem like it was not Trump supporters. A conservative media outlet, The Blaze, had a reporter, Steve Barker, and he falsely accused a former Capitol Police officer, Shawnee Kirkhoff, for placing the bombs there, making it seem like it was an inside job. But now we're learning that that report from that conservative outlet, the conservative echo chamber, The Blaze, and this reporter, Stephen Barker, was bogus. It was simply not true, but it was part of an attempt to just desperately displace the blame, not on Trump supporters, but on other people. And apparently it was not an inside job. All right, we're getting new details on a new explanation for the potentially criminal double tap strike on the open seas on an alleged drug boat. This was in September.
Two people familiar with the matter tell AP the Pentagon knew there were survivors after an initial attack on an alleged drug boat in the Caribbean in September, but U.S. forces still carried out a follow-up strike. The sources say the rationale was to sink the vessel, and one of the sources says it remains unclear who ordered the strikes and whether Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth was involved.
I didn't stick around.
On Tuesday, Hegseth said,
a couple of hours later, I learned that that commander had made the, which he had the complete authority to do, and by the way, Admiral Bradley made the correct decision to ultimately sink the boat and eliminate the threat.
That commander, Admiral Frank Mitch Bradley, is expected to discuss the strike at a classified congressional briefing today. Ben Thomas, Washington.
It just seems like there's a lot of indication that they knew that there were survivors. That information has gotten out. We've seen video that indicates that there were survivors, and that's why there was a second strike. The House Intelligence Committee was briefed on the double tap this morning, and Congressman Jim Himes says that he was shocked by what he saw.
What I saw in that room was one of the most troubling things I've seen in my time in public service. You have two individuals in clear distress, without any means of locomotion, with a destroyed vessel, who were killed by the United States.
And meanwhile, the lawsuits have already begun. Daniel Kovalik is an attorney for the family of Alejandro Carranza, who was a fisherman who was killed in one of the controversial boat strikes. He says this is murder on the high seas.
The language learning company Babbel and closed captioning company.
He went out on September 14th, 2025, fishing, and he said it was a good day for fishing. He went out on September 15th. A boat was blown up in the area he would have been in. The head of the Fishermen's Association recognized it as his boat, and it appeared to be destroyed, and he never returned.
You know, we haven't heard the last of this. We may, as a country, have committed war crimes in the past, but it's 2025, and to commit a war crime in open view of everyone, considering the way social media is today, we seem to know what happened, and a lot of new excuses are being given for what happened. So we'll have to see how this turns out. New Orleans area immigrants, particularly of Hispanic descent, are hunkering down for a long winter as ICE agents begin their Catahoula Crunch sweeps.
As an immigration sweep dubbed Catahoula Crunch is getting underway in New Orleans, Border Patrol Commander Gregory Bovino was seen meeting with colleagues in the parking lot of a Home Depot in Kenner, a heavily Hispanic suburb.
How long is this operation going to last, sir?
Homeland Security has said they will target immigrants who were released after arrests for violent crime. Agents slowly drove by gas stations and a Walmart, and reporters watched about a dozen surround a job site as two men working as roofers jumped in a vehicle and sped away. Immigration attorneys in the area say they've been inundated with calls, and some business owners say they will remain closed for now. Louisiana's Republican Governor Jeff Landry says he welcomes the crackdown, drawing praise from President Trump at Tuesday's cabinet meeting.
Governor Landry, great guy, great governor. He's asked for help in New Orleans.
A U.S. official says more than 200 agents are working the New Orleans operation with the aim to make as many arrests as possible over at least 60 days. Landry also told the Walton and Johnson radio show he expects National Guard members to arrive in New Orleans before Christmas to join in the effort. I'm Jennifer King.
If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. So you have heard that the holiday parade, the Manning Family Children's Holiday Parade this year, has been postponed from Saturday to Sunday afternoon at 12:15. Now, you could watch the Saints or you could go to the parade. Not everybody's into the Saints, especially this year, so we invite you to go to the parade. I'm going to find a way to do what I can to watch some of that game. But it starts at, actually, technically 11 a.m. It's the Manning Family Children's Holiday Parade. And this is all in partnership with the Downtown Development District and Kern Studios. It was postponed from Saturday to Sunday because of the rain that's likely Saturday, which is nice because I would rather be parading during a Saints game this year in no rain than parading in the rain, because parading in the rain is no fun. But look, this is a spectacular parade. Your kids and grandkids, they don't care about the Saints. Show up at the parade Sunday afternoon, and we'll have a lot. There will be a lot for them to see.
Very quick corrections corner. They have, I think, perhaps moved it again. It has a start time of 12:30 now.
12:30?
That's correct.
Okay, 12:30.
Yeah, I know your sheet says 11, but we got to update that for you. It's 12:30 on Sunday.
Okay.
Hey, you know, if you got to, you know, decide whether you want to watch the Saints game or you want to come see you and I at the parade throwing out beads and stuff.
Well, let's not phrase it that way.
Well, you know, at least you know where who's going to be getting the most catches, most receptions.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
We're going to be throwing out SOTA t-shirts.
Right.
Going to have a lot of completed passes there.
I will be completing more throws to receivers than they will in the dome.
That's teamwork, baby.
That is a great point. All right, look. We're in the holiday spirit, And I love to bring out some of the Christmas songs that really capture the spirit of the holidays. Songs that you're not going to hear on every radio show, but we're proud to present them on Scoot on the Air on WWL. Now, this sounds like the story of Pete Hegseth when he was a kid. All right, I'm Scoot. We're going to come right back. You're listening to WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy birthday today to Jelly Roll. Jelly Roll is 41 years old today. Jelly Roll got the nickname from his mom because he was a chubby kid. I love this guy, man. He spent a lot of time in prison. That's not why I love him. He sold drugs and did drugs and got arrested a number of times, went to prison, got out of jail in 2008, became a country singer, and started singing about struggles and making up for your mistakes. And the song Liar is really about how people lie to us in many aspects of our lives. You know, we're lied to all of our lives, sometimes by people we really trust. And a lot of people get lied to when they have false expectations of life as a result of those lies. But happy birthday to Jelly Roll. I love that guy. Let's go to Jimmy and Greta. Hey, Jimmy, what do you have for us?
Hey, what's up, Scoot?
Hey.
Man, yeah, I don't know what to say about the Pelicans other than between this weather, Scoot, and the way they're playing.
Yeah.
They might have had 2,000 people in there the other night, and it's become the butt of jokes on ESPN.
Jimmy, it to be worse. I want you, you're an avid Pelicans fan. And be honest with me. Am I missing something? It doesn't seem like there's much conversation about finding a new coach.
Well, I'll just say this because I have some other things to talk about. The only thing that makes any sense is an intentional implosion, a good cop, bad cop scenario. Gail Benson being the good cop, Adam Silver eventually being the bad cop when attendance gets low enough to basically usher in a possible relocation. Kind of like in that movie Major League, where the owner in the movie, it was a baseball movie, but in the Major League, they were intentionally trying to sell the team. The fans didn't know it. And then it was a great hero story. They win everything and all that. I hope that plays out for the Pelicans. It's the only thing that makes sense. I'll say this. There's going to be about 1,500 to 2,000 people in there tonight and about 80% empty seats. But look, I wanted to invite you to the Plaquemines Parish Orange Festival this weekend in Fort Jackson down in Burris. We're going to be having the Croatian American Society Oyster Booth open. I know you're going to be doing the parade Sunday, but maybe Saturday you could come. It's free admission. For you, we're going to hook you up with some oysters, you and Ian. If y'all do come, if y'all looking for something off the beaten path, looks like the weather's going to clear up by then. And they do a lot of Civil War reenactments. Of course, they have all the oyster shucking contests and shrimp. It's really kind of
I've gone there. Yeah, I went to that a couple of years ago, and it was fun. And so I love Plaquemines Parish oranges and satsumas. Plaquemines pear citrus is amazing, and I think it's because of the soil down there.
Yeah, yeah, and it's a busy weekend. I know everybody's looking forward to the big Tulane game tomorrow night. They win, and they're going to the playoffs, so that's going to be packed out at Yeoman. You got the Jonas Brothers at the arena Saturday night. But, yeah, I really don't know what to tell you about the Pelicans. I've been an advocate for Zion. It looks like he's on the trading block moving forward, and we just got to hope that Derek Queen works out because, remember, we traded next year's draft pick to move up to
But very quickly, Jimmy, and I've got to get your break here, and I know you got to go too. Very quickly, has there been a lot of talk about finding a new coach? Are there names being mentioned, or am I missing something? I'm not hearing the conversation, but maybe it is going on.
I think, Scoot, a lot of the good ones are taken now, and more of the better ones will be more available when the season ends. You know, I think the better option, you know, it's a midseason. The candidates out there are not that prime.
If college football can steal a coach from another team, why can't we steal a coach from another team?
That's a good point. It's not as prominent in the NBA though.
Well, I mean, but you could,
not yet at least.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Gail Benson's got the Bucks.
Yeah, I mean, recruiting's involved. You're paying players in college football now. Listen, it's hard to coach these multi-millionaires. We see it with Zion. I can't tell if he's hurt or not. I do know this. I do get the impression, and most Pelicans fans hope and pray this doesn't come true, but we know when we trade him that he's probably going to go lights out and become a 10-time All-Star, you know?
Yeah, he'll explode. Yeah, it's really sad, and it's a shame. Jimmy, I appreciate the call, and yes, the Plaquemines Parish Orange Festival is this weekend. If you get a chance, go to that. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1969, President Richard Nixon, Vice President Spiro Agnew, and 40 U.S. governors viewed simulated acid trips about being on an acid trip on LSD. And they listened to rock music in order to try to comprehend what was going on with the generation gap. And obviously, they learned nothing. They learned nothing from all of that. All right, we'll be right back with more on WWL. Zion is hurt again. The Pelicans lose again in overtime. We'll talk about that. And also, on this day in 2018, the controversy began with the song Baby, It's Cold Outside. Do you think it's a date rape song? We'll talk about that when we come back. I'm Scoot on WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.